January 10. Antidote for apathy. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. There is no defect in God's plan for the salvation of man. If the gospel is not to every soul the power of God unto salvation, it is not because the gospel is at fault, but because men are not practical believers, practical receivers of the grace and righteousness of Christ. The professed believers do not take Christ as their personal Savior, but follow Jesus a great way off. One reason for this lack of personal religion is that they have not been educated in these vital principles. Another cause for the apathy and indifference in our churches is that the younger members have not been patiently, perseveringly taught how to work as faithful soldiers in Christ's army. Many have accepted the truth without digging down deep to understand its foundation principles, and when it is opposed, they forget the arguments and evidences that sustain it. It should be impressed upon all that true and abiding knowledge can be gained only by earnest labor and persevering energy. Were the minds of the people brought under discipline by thorough searching of the Scriptures, there would be hundreds converted to the truth where there is one today. Many are as ignorant as the very heathen in regard to the way in which a sinner can come to God and be justified before Him. They have no excuse for their ignorance, for the inspired oracles declare, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." Psalm 119:130. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. A religious experience that is not founded in Christ and Him alone is worthless. Men of intellectual power need a clear scriptural presentation of the plan of salvation. Let the truth in its simplicity and power be presented to them. If this does not hold the attention and arouse the interest, they never can be interested in heavenly and divine things. In every congregation there are souls who are unsatisfied. Every Sabbath they want to hear something definite explaining how they can be saved, how they are to become Christians. The important thing for them to know is, how can a sinner be justified before God? Letter 23A, January 10, 1893, to Brother E. H. Gates.